It's likely Indiana will be sued if a bill banning gender-affirming surgery for people in prison becomes law. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports the state attorney general's office acknowledges federal courts are undecided whether such a ban is unconstitutional.
The Eighth Amendment bans cruel and unusual punishment, and for the last several decades, denying care for a serious medical need is included in that. The vast majority of major medical organizations support all types of gender-affirming care, including surgeries. But Indiana Deputy Attorney General Adrian Pope says the AG believes denying such surgeries is legal, even if the U.S. Supreme Court has never weighed in.
In the Seventh Circuit, our circuit, the question whether refusing to provide a prisoner with sex reassignment surgery violates the Eighth Amendment remains an open one.
Indiana Public Defender's Counsel Zach Stock says the bill ties the hands of the Department of Correction.
Don't require them to impose more punishment on our clients than the Constitution allows.
A committee sent the bill to the full Senate Tuesday along party lines. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.